on 5 FM, about to wrap things up. Make way for 5 Breakfast coming up to keep you company all the way through till 9 o'clock. Your theme song for the day coming up in just a bit. It's Best Friends Day. So going head to head is Saweetie and Doja Cat Best Friend and Alderbrook with Old Friend. We'll see how it goes. Keep those votes coming through.
Karabo, you're so good at your job. Can I just say, Best Friends Day, Best Friends, Saweetie and Doja. I was like,
Who's your bestie? Do you have a bestie?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't have a bestie.
So my bestie and I, we met when we were 4 years old.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to sound a bit weird, but remember, we were kids standing naked next to a duck pond. Because he had a duck pond in his backyard and he had pet ducks. And I was invited over because we were about to go to preschool together.
Oh my goodness.
And so our parents bonded.
Yeah.
And I fed ducks with my mate Jay. And 23 years on, here we are. Oh, still.
What a beautiful story, Dad.
I know. I can't remember life without him as my best friend.
But were there times where you kind of felt like you were growing apart a little bit? Like maybe high school or...
End of
because
junior.
That happens.
End of junior school, I moved schools.
Which one's junior school? Again. Hold
Sorry,
on.
Primary school.
There we go.
End of primary school, I moved. Yo, I got dragged on Twitter for that the other day. Hey?
Yeah, I was like, wait, did you go to school in America?
No, I know. That's exactly what they said. That's exactly what they said on Twitter.
Who's this junior school?
I don't know. I forgot.
Okay, what happened end of junior school?
Okay, yes. So, yeah, like end of junior school, I like totally moved schools and to a different high school, and me and Jay fell out of touch for a while, but then we were brought back together by the eternal passion of Pokemon, and ever since then, we've been besties once again.
Oh, look at that. I love you guys, and I love this friendship for you. Oh my gosh. Happy Best Friends Day
to you
and your bestie.
Yes.
What's going down on the show today?
Incredible news.
Yes.
Suzuki has come on board and given us a car. So like 4 different shows on 5 have cars now.
Oh my god.
We have a whole beautiful Suzuki Espresso sitting outside in the parking lot. It's the 5 breakfast car. We're going to name it. We're going to personalize it.
Yeah.
The team's going to fight. Because you know some people like have weird preferences about cars. Like stickers on the outside, Stay Soft Cleaner on the inside.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Pictures of family hanging. So there's going to be a little bit of a squabble about that, but we're very excited about that.
And that's a hot car.
I know.
It is hot.
It's cool.
Are you guys not fighting about who should be the one driving and all of that? I'm the kind of person who loves a life of leisure, so I'd literally be just chilling at the back and being driven.
So literally yesterday at like the collection of the cars, I got in the back, not the front, because I was like, it's going to be my spot. Yes. Nick, the producer, you're going to drive. We're going to have a great time. So we're going to sit in the back, but we're so excited about this car and all these different things we're going to do with it. We want listeners to suggest to us what we're going to do with it and where we're going to go in Johannesburg.
All right.
Because everybody says that Johannesburg's not that fun, but it's fun.
Yes. You know what I want you guys to do? I just need to Google to see if this place still exists.
Okay.
Right? There's a roadhouse that used to be called the Dollhouse, I think it is.
Okay.
One of the oldest roadhouses in Johannesburg.
Gotta go.
And their food is absolutely amazing. I just need to check if it's still operating.
Okay.
Because it did like about a year or two ago.
Okay.
And it's a roadhouse. And I think that's pretty fun to eat in the car. I don't know if it's a good idea on day one,
no,
but
we'll
I really do think that a nice roadhouse would be a really awesome adventure.
Way to start, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll check if that still exists. Otherwise, our 5 Breakfast family can let us in on which roadhouse they should visit. Because I definitely think a roadhouse.
For sure.
And it'll make you guys go into, you know, the south and the east of Johannesburg a little bit. Alberton, my hometown, still has roadhouses.
Nice.
Yes.
That's very cool.
I know Boxburg still has roadhouses. Benoni. So come on, guys. Give them some suggestions.
Because you know what? It's so weird. If you don't live in Joburg, people drag quality of life in Joburg. Then you get to Joburg and you're like, this is nice.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time. So Joburgers, tell us the funnest things that you like to do that you don't tell Cape Tonians about because you don't want them to come and ruin it. Because I know you all just pretend. So you can have it to yourself.
There are other things that we love to keep a secret. We absolutely do. Okay, all that and more coming up on 5 Breakfast. Have a fantastic one. Keep safe on the roads with that car. And Marley, of course, will let you in on which roads to avoid. If you are having traffic problems this morning, don't forget to let her know on the WhatsApp line 082-550-5151. She really appreciates it when you help her out. 5 Breakfast coming up. I'm out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Your theme song for the day, it was an obvious choice. Even the WhatsApp line vote said it. Here's Saweetie and Doja Cat with Best Friend for Best Friends Day. Catch you tomorrow.
That my best friend, she a real bad b- got her own money. She don't need no on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She